Hi, are you there, Chief Judge Mannion?
Yes, Chief Justice Manes, I hope you're doing well.
Yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you. I apologize. I'm pressed for time, but I wanted to discuss Mr. Arquette with you. With that said, I'm not even sure where to start. There are so many tentacles to this beast that spread the gamut from legal to ethical.
I understand. I'm sorry this had to be brought to your attention.
That makes two of us. Let me start off by asking if you've read Mr. Arquette's book, which is unfortunately named The Ninth Circus Court.
Yes, Chief Justice Manes, I've read most of it, but frankly, it's just too much for me to make it through the entire thing.
Well, I can certainly understand that. I did read the entire thing, and if only a tenth of what Mr. Arquette wrote is true, than the Florida court system has, which means the state of Florida has a very big problem. And to be honest with you, knowing Belvin Perry's history and the sexual lawsuits that have been filed against him as he was sitting chief judge of the Ninth Circuit, then my gut feeling is about 90% of Arquette's accusations are factual. Frankly, that's a horrifying conclusion to come to. And now I need you to be frank with me. What's going on in your circuit?
I can't vouch for Belvin, but I assure you that I certainly wasn't aware what Mr. Arquette wrote was taking place at my court.
Let me frame this from a public standpoint, since this has turned into a massive public perception issue. Mr. Arquette was a 30-year employee of the court, meaning he worked his entire life for the court, and your actions, your firing, cost his family $250,000 in drop money. So is that information correct?
Well, I'm not sure this counts, but if Mr. Arquette were to have finished his last 5 years, then he would have made another $500,000 in salary.
Oh my God, this just keeps getting better and better. That's if you're one of Mr. Arquette's attorneys. Do you realize what $1 million turns into if he gets a favorable judgment from a Florida court? We could be talking tens of millions of dollars.
Yes, Chief Justice Manes. I assume that any favorable decisions could be expensive, but of course, that's assuming that Mr. Arquette wins the case.
Judge Mannion, please level with me. What were you thinking when you fired this lifelong court executive? If Mr. Arquette's account is truthful, then you fired him to settle a grudge from your lifelong friend, Belvin Perry.
I'm not really sure how to respond to that.
I understand that I'm not requesting a response. What I'm looking for is a solution that can take place before Mr. Arquette's novel becomes a national bestseller and makes the entire Florida court system look like a joke. This might be a trivial matter to you, Judge Mannion, but believe me, just the fact that we are having this phone call we're having right now, it's much more than triviality. Were you aware that Mr. Arquette's book promotion company has sent emails to 190,000 California attorneys and 182,000 New York attorneys?
Yes, Chief Justice Manese. My court administration staff has received email from out-of-state circuits who indicated they received Mr. Arquette's promotion company's emails.
To put this bluntly, you and Perry's impetuous actions have made the Florida court system look like imbeciles in front of $250,000 United States attorneys. And between you and me, I don't see Mr. Arquette's promotion company stopping there. News alert, there are 49 more states.
I wanted to apologize if I thought that firing Mr. Arquette would have brought this amount of.
Let me fill that in for you, Judge Money. And I think the word you're searching for is disgrace. Right now, I need to take a moment and discuss our conversation with legal counsel. Please stay on the line while I put you on hold. Are you still there, Judge Munyon?
Yes, Chief Justice Moniz.
Okay, these are suggestions from my legal experts that might save the Florida taxpayers a significant sum and also save the Florida court's reputation from continued embarrassment. Since you've stated in your podcast that you are, you know, you're Parity's best friend, considering that Parry is, you know, making $1 million a year working for Morgan & Morgan, do you think he'll pay Mr. Arquette his $1 million you more or less, robbed from, you know, his family and put an end to this entire book campaign thing?
If I can speak frankly, sincerely believe that Belvin's first love is power, then money, then white women. I'm not trying to be blunt, but my guess is if Belvin could have a perfect death, he would be buried under the Lincoln Memorial next to Clarence Thomas in a solid gold coffin and have a live white hooker buried with him as a sacrifice. I don't think Belvin intends to leave a penny to his family, let alone Mr. Arquette.
If that wasn't so disturbing and on point, it would actually be funny. I assume Clarence Thomas will be buried next to Parry with Anita Hill inside. So, you know, all joking aside, if I had the power and we lived in a perfect world, I'd transfer Trentus Parry's in your state retirement to Mr. Arquette's family. Mr. Arquette's book, Whisper pointed out that Parry was paying, you know, his girlfriend hundreds of thousands of dollars to work from home without doing anything. Were you aware of this?
I knew that she was working from home, but I didn't know why.
Was anyone else on Mr. Arquette's staff allowed to work from home?
Not to my knowledge.
And this female court employee worked from home for a decade and had no job duties.
I'm not sure of the duration when she worked at home or her job duties, but that sounds correct.
Well, let's make this perfectly clear. She was receiving a free paycheck from the state because she was banging your mentor and the chief judge of the Ninth Circuit Court, Belvin Parry.
Like I said, Chief Justice Moniz, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay, for the sake of argument, let's say that's true, but you were aware of it when you fired Mr. Arquette. I mean, I looked over his human resource folder. Brett was a stellar employee. He was a world-renowned expert in court technology. Your court was toured regularly by other nations' Supreme Courts just to get a peek at your tech. And that's the guy, Brett Arquette, that you chose to fire after 30 years when he was in drop and you robbed his family of almost $1 million that was hard-earned. Do you think that's the way we should treat our lifelong court employees?
I wish I could turn back time, but I can't. I was hoping that you and Oscar might have an idea to solve this issue.
Tell me this. What happens when the press locks onto this and Mr. Arquette starts getting interviewed? It turns out if you haven't been following his book sales numbers, there's a very good chance that it might go to number one.
Chief Justice Moniz, I can't change what has already happened. If I could unfire Mr. Arquette, I certainly would. His termination has caused a great deal of grief for my fellow Ninth Circuit brethren, but at this point, I really don't know what to do.
I need to take another moment and discuss our conversation with legal counsel. Justice Francis has just joined us, and I'd like a moment to bring her up to speed. Please stay on the line while I put you on hold.
or Judge Munyon? Are you still there?
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
This is Justice Francis. I read Mr. Arquette's book as well, and I understand that you never spoke with Mr. Arquette before terminating him. My question is, have you ever reached out to him since you fired him?
No, I have not, Justice Francis. I thought it showed weakness.
I think this phone call demonstrates weakness. Strength is doing the right thing. Strength is admitting that your continued leadership of the Ninth Circuit is not only bad for your court, but it's bad for the reputation of the entire Florida court system. Strength is the ability to put your empowered arrogance aside and step down. Who knows, maybe Morgan & Morgan will pay you $1 million a year. Nevertheless, we've discussed this and feel that you and your two co-conspirators should pony up $1 million and purchase the rights to Mr. Arquette's book before this gets uglier than it already has.
I'm not sure Belvin will go along with this. After all, he no longer works for the state. He works for a private law firm. He's already at the end of his career, subsisting on nothing more than modern pharmacology. I mean, I don't think I can make him do the right thing. He's like Trump. He's never done the right thing. He's never going to do the right thing.
With all due respect, that isn't our problem. That's not our problem. That's your problem. Maybe Blaise Tredis will donate his retirement. If Arquette's book depicts the man correctly, he appears to be another Florida attorney who is a waste of perfectly good oxygen. Well, my opinions normally take months to come out, but this one's a little quicker. My opinion is both you and Perry had a good run in the Florida legal circle, and I'm sorry it ended so poorly for you. Even if the state were to settle with Mr. Arquette, I get the feeling from reading his novel that he won't settle for a big check without seeing at least three people politically buried in Perry's golden coffin of shame. I would suggest before the JQC knocks on your chamber door and the Bar Association pulls Tredis and Perry's bar card, that you three conspirators cough up $1 million and buy the rights to Arquette's book, with the additional kicker that all three of you will burn your bar cards. The state of Florida has already spent tens of thousands of dollars of Florida taxpayers' money paying off Belvin Perry's lawsuits, such as the Janice Williamson case, and now it's time that Perry paid the tab for his own sins. Sexual lawsuits like this? This is why Perry was never appointed to the 5th DCA. And that's why I fully believe Mr. Arquette's narrative. If I can give you a little advice.
Yes, thank you, Justice Francis.
Hitching your wagon to a misogynist like Perry and calling him your mentor is the same reason you will never be appointed to a higher court.
I had a tight schedule and wanted to reiterate Justice Francis's advice. You three started the debacle and you three need to end it. Needless to say, if this conversation is ever made public, then both myself and Justice Francis might find ourselves in the deposition chair, which is certainly something neither of us wants. So you, your mentor, and your PDE lackey, you need to solve the issue. Are we making ourselves perfectly clear?
Yes, Chief Justice Menezes and Justice Francis.
We are pleased to hear it. Now fix it.
Are you still there? They hung up.